You got some prayer requests over there, sister?
I got a couple. Do you have any more over there?
No, ma'am.
Joe Pyatt had a good night last night.
Thank you, Lord.
He is having a pacemaker procedure this afternoon at 2. And we want to pray for Monica's grandkids as they grieve the loss of their grandmother.
Yep. Well, first of all, Lord, we just... Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, Lord, I know Joe. He's one tough dude. And I love... I just lift him up to you today, Lord. And I thank you, Father. He had a good night last night. Lord, we just... pray that this procedure today in placing this pacemaker will absolutely not only regulate the heart rhythm, but absolutely just make him feel like a new man. And I know, Lord, I know him. I know, Neva, I know you will get the praise and glory for that. And they'll have another testimony of your greatness and your miracle working power. So, Lord, again, we just ask that you be with him when this procedure is done this afternoon. We thank you for his life and what he means to your kingdom. And I bless him in Jesus' name. And Lord, we lift up Monica's grandkids as they grieve the loss of their grandmother. And again, Lord, grief is just something we just don't like. We don't understand some stuff that happens, Lord. But Father, I'm gonna just jump out there and just say that this grandmother is now in your presence. And Lord, it's hard to understand when stuff like this happens, Lord, but we celebrate her eternity in you. The family is going to miss her terribly. And I just ask, Lord, do you be with them? Give them peace that passes all understanding. Give them strength to go through this. Give them wisdom, clarity of mind because of the decisions that they're going to be needing to make here in the future. But, Lord, we just thank you for her eternity in you, that she is rejoicing with the angels right now. For the word says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So, Lord, we just release her to you, Father. You didn't take her. You didn't take her. You received her. And I thank you for her life and what she meant to the family, the community, and to your kingdom. And we bless the family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And let's not forget Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you at work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Les German. His title for today is Identity and a Father's Blessing. And I know that you had an important message come in.
Yeah.
So
I'll let me take a couple minutes, and then I need to respond real quick to this guy. So. All right, so let me just say this. We are meant to be here on earth and to be used by God, not to be used by Satan. Okay. And it's easier said than done. I get it. We're in the flesh. I get it. We're living a fallen world. I get it. But we are to strive every day to do what God has told us to do. Mm-hmm. Because God's created us. And don't think you're hiding anything from the Lord. He knows you better than you know yourself. And all that's in Psalms 139. So I encourage anybody listening to not just read Psalms 139, but insert your name, make it a personal, and study it. Get it in you, because it is so powerful. Do you think for a minute that you're a mistake? No, you are not a mistake. All your days were ordained before one. And He knew you in the secret place before you was ever formed in your mother's womb. Are you kidding me? You are special. You are vital to the kingdom of God on this earth. You're in the flesh, but that flesh is just a vehicle that carries your spirit. So your purpose, well, in Genesis 1:26-28, your purpose is to have dominion and rule to glorify God. And let me throw this out to the guys. I've got some guys that have said this. Well, you know, women are a little bit less than men. And I looked at this one dude and I said, show me chapter and verse. He goes, what do you mean? Well, he made Adam first. I said, yeah, and he looked at Adam and thought, you know, I probably could do a little better. And he made Eve. I said, but read. He gave the team dominion, not just Adam. He waited for Eve to be on the scene, and he gave the team dominion over the earth. So he's given us dominion, so he wants us to be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, subdue it, rule over all the earth according to his ways, not the enemy's ways. And I can get off on that real quick, but John 15:16, God chose you to go and bear fruit. Understand this. God chose you. You didn't choose him. Amen. God chose you to be on this planet at this time in history to be a kingdom advancer, to war against the wiles of the enemy. Because Jesus came, didn't he say, I come to defeat the works of the enemy. Hello. Isn't that our job too? Yep. So... So Acts 17:26 says that God put you on this earth at the exact time and place he desired for his purposes. He gives us free will. And I have heard Christians say, I don't have to answer to anybody. Well, yeah, we do. I'm just going to throw this out. As former police officer, I worked under authority, chain of command, the whole nine yards. I get it. If you do not come under authority, you have no authority.
Come on. Amen.
And the enemy knows that. So he can play that to the hilt. Yep. Okay? And so you hear you off doing doing your own thing, and you get nailed because you went, you weren't sent. And I know it's a cliche. I've heard that a lot. But even though you may have the best intentions, time out. Did God send you? As long as we stay under his protective umbrella, kind of is the way I look at it, if you step out from that protection doing your own thing without his guidance or leading, then you get nailed by the enemy, you know. You're setting duck. Well, Satan's a duck hunter. And then we blame God. Well, God, this happened, that happened. Well, it's because you stepped away from God's protection. So, anyway, so we have an inheritance through the Lord, birthright. We have the authority and power according to Luke 10:19. That's not some pride thing, people. That's a responsibility thing. And be careful, pride can jump in our back pocket, and we don't even know he's there. So,
it's like driving down the highway with your head out the window when you got a perfectly good windshield.
There you go. And bugs are bouncing off your teeth.
And wonder why you're getting smacked in the face with bugs.
And we're complaining.
Yeah. We appreciate you, sir.
Yep, I appreciate you guys, too. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Lord.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Tina Dobbs, from Les German. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see y'all next time.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.